In Surah Nur, verse 62, Allah Almighty states, and this is just the first portion of it, and I will be able to present the explanation during the dars, inshallah. It says, there is no harm for the blind, and there is no harm for the lame, and there is no harm for the sick, and none for yourselves, that you eat from your own houses, or the houses of your fathers, or the houses of your mothers. Today is a very special topic that has been covered by not only our first Khalifa, but Khalifatul Masih Al-Khamis, Ayyadahu Allah Ta'ala bin Nasr Aziz, twice, one after the other, with a decade in between. And what that means is that in 2006, our beloved Khalifa mentioned this in the Friday sermon, and again in 2017, it was mentioned again. And this topic is related to our marital disputes that happen very commonly, especially those of us who are from the subcontinent, whether you are from Bangladesh, India, or Pakistan. There are some cultural things that have cemented in our lives, and because of those cultural things, we sometimes face extra difficulty. Now, with that, I would like, for the blessing and for some of our Urdu speakers here, I'm going to read portions of it at a time. The original Urdu text first, and then the English translation. And again, I encourage everybody to pay attention to the most, to the whatever extent that they can, and try to follow along, and with prayers, inshallah, we'll try to understand what is being discussed here. The original Urdu, in which I will quote now, he says, Baz gharon mein isliye fasad aur ladai jhagda hota hai ki ladki byah kar jab rukhsat hoti hai to khawand ke paas alaida ghar nahi hota aur wo apne maa baap ke saath reh raha hota hai. Isme baz halaat mein to majboori hoti hai ki ladke ki itni aamad nahi hai ki wo alaida ghar lekar le sake ya ladka abhi pad raha hota hai या पढ़ रहा है तो मजबूरी है और लड़की को भी पता होना चाहिए कि लड़के की आमद या मजबूरी की वजह से अलहदा घर लेना मुश्किल है तो फिर ऐसे हालात में कुछ अरसा वो ससुराल में गुजारा करे लेकिन बाज़ दफ़ा लड़की और उसके वालदैन जल्दबाजी की वजह से रिश्ते ही तोड़वा देते हैं शादी भी हो गई और फिर खुला ले ली ये गलत तरीका कार है अगर ससुराल में नहीं रह सकते तो पहले बताएं अगर ससुराल में नहीं रह सकते तो पहले बताएं और फिर इतनी जल्दी शादी ना करें क्योंकि लड़के वालों के हालात ऐसे नहीं हैं He says in some homes the reason for disputes and fights is that when the wife is wed and taken to her new home, her husband does not live separately and instead lives with his parents. In some cases, this is because of necessity, because his income is not enough, that he's able to live on his own, or that he is still studying and therefore is a genuine need to live with his parents. And in this case, the girl should be aware that because of a genuine need, he is not able to live separately and therefore should spend that certain period with her in-laws because of such condition. But sometimes a girl or her parents, without any delay, swiftly pursue separation in the case of such marriage. Even though the marriage has happened, they pursue khula. Khula means in which the wife seeks divorce. He said, this way is wrong. If she cannot live with the in-laws, then they should say beforehand. Again, if she cannot live with the in-laws, then they should say so beforehand. And then they should not rush to have the wedding, because the boy's condition is not such that he is able to live on his own at that point. Furthermore, Hazur says, Lekin baaz ladke apni ghair zimmedarana tabiyat یا ماں باپ کے کہنے پر ان کے دباؤ پر ماں باپ کے ساتھ رہتے ہیں حالانکہ علیحدہ گھر لے سکتے ہیں اور بہانہ ہے کہ ماں باپ بوڑھے ہیں، اس لیے ان کے ساتھ رہنا ضروری ہے جبکہ دوسرے بھائی بہن بھی والدین کے ساتھ ہوتے ہیں، یا پھر اگر وہ نہ بھی ہوں تو والدین کی عمومی صحت اور حالت ایسی نہیں ہے کہ وہ علیحدہ نہ رہ سکتے ہیں. اس میں صرف لڑکے کے ماں باپ کی ضد ہوتی ہے. اسلام اس بارے میں کیا کہتا ہے؟ He says, but there are also those cases in which the boy, because of a lack of taking on responsibility or on the orders of their parents, under their influence, remain living with their parents even though they are easily able to get their own places to live. And they use the excuse that their parents are old, which is why they try to convince the need to live with them, even though the other siblings are still with the parents. Or if they were not to be with their parents, the health condition of the parents is such, or is not such, that they can't live alone or by themselves. He says, in this case, it is merely the stubbornness of the parents of the boy. What does Islam say about this? اسلام اس بارے میں کیا کہتا ہے؟ اللہ تعالیٰ قرآن میں فرماتا ہے، لیس علی الاعمى حرج ولا علی الاعرج حرج ولا علی المریض حرج ولا علی انفسکم ان تأکلوا من بیوتکم او بیوت آبائکم او بیوت امہاتکم، یعنی اندھے پر کوئی حرج نہیں اور نہ لوڑے لنگڑے پر حرج ہے، اور نہ مریض پر اور نہ تم لوگوں پر کہ تم اپنے گھروں سے یا اپنے باپ دادا کے گھروں سے کھانا کھاؤ یا اپنی ماؤں کے گھروں سے. یہ لمبی آیت ہے، لیکن اتنے حصے کی وضاحت فرماتے ہوئے حضرت خلیفۃ المسیح اول رضی اللہ عنہ نے بڑے خوبصورت انداز میں اس کی وضاحت فرمائی ہے. سیز، what does Islam say about this? Allah says in the Quran, and the translation is, there is no harm for the blind, and there is no harm for the lame, and there is no harm for the sick, and none for yourselves, that you eat from your own houses, or the houses of your fathers, or the houses of your mothers. This is a long verse, but based on the above part, Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Awwal رضي الله عنه mentions in a very beautiful manner. فرمایا کہ ہندوستان میں لوگ اکثر اپنے گھر میں خصوصاً ساس بہو کی لڑائی کی شکایت کرتے رہتے ہیں. یہ خلیفۃ المسیح اول رضی اللہ عنہ فرما رہے ہیں. ہندوستان میں لوگ اکثر اپنے گھر میں خصوصاً ساس بہو کی لڑائی کی شکایت کرتے رہتے ہیں. قرآن مجید پر عمل کریں تو ایسا نہ ہو. دیکھو اس میں، یعنی اس آیت میں ارشاد ہے کہ گھر الگ الگ ہوں، ماں کا گھر الگ، اولاد شادی شدہ کا گھر الگ. جب الگ الگ گھر ہوں گے تبھی تو کھانا کھانے کی اجازت ہے. بس سوائے کسی مجبوری کے گھر الگ ہونے چاہیے. گھروں کی علیحدگی سے جہاں ساس بہو اور نند بھابھی کے مسائل ختم ہوں گے، وہاں لڑکے اور لڑکی کو اپنی ذمہ داری کا احساس بھی ہوگا. In a very beautiful manner, Khalifatul Masih Awwal رضی اللہ عنہ, he says that in India, people often complain of mother-in-laws fighting with the daughter-in-laws. If they would only follow the command of the Quran, they wouldn't face these issues. Look how in this verse the houses should be separate. The mother's house is separate, and those who are married couples, their homes are separate. In other words, only if the homes are separate would you be needing permission to eat at your parents' home. Therefore, other than a genuine need, homes should be separate. By separating your homes, you will witness that the fights between daughter-in-laws with mother-in-laws and sister-in-laws will cease to exist, And at the same time, the boy and girl, meaning the newlyweds, will finally be able to understand their responsibilities as a couple. In the sermon of 2006, he had mentioned before, he said, "Toh dekhein, ye jo logon ka khayal hai, ki agar hum maa-baap se alaida ho gaye, toh pata nahi kitne bade gunahon ke murtakib ho jayenge. Aur baaz maa-baap bhi apne bachon ko is tarah khauf dilate rehte hain, balki blackmail karte rehte hain. کہ جیسے گھر علیحدہ کرتے ہی ان پر جہنم واجب ہو جائے گی. تو یہ انتہائی غلط رویہ ہے." حضور نے فرمایا, تو یہ انتہائی غلط رویہ ہے. میں نے کئی دفعہ بعض بچوں سے پوچھا ہے, ساس سسر کے سامنے تو یہی کہتے ہیں کہ ہم اپنی مرضی سے رہ رہے ہیں, بلکہ ان کے بچے بھی یہی کہتے ہیں, لیکن علیحدگی میں پوچھو تو دونوں کا یہی جواب ہوتا ہے کہ مجبوریوں کی وجہ سے رہ رہے ہیں. اور آخر پر نتیجہ یہ ہوتا ہے کہ بعض دفعہ بہو ساس پر ظلم کر رہی ہوتی ہے, اور بعض دفعہ ساس بہو پر ظلم کر رہی ہوتی ہے. He says in 2006, the sermon, he says, "Now look at this understanding that people have, that if we are to live separately from our parents, we will somehow be committing some major sin. And in some cases, even the parents instill this fear in their kids. But in fact, they are merely blackmailing their kids, that if they were to separate the home, they would be doomed for hell. This is completely wrong altogether." Again, he says, this is a completely wrong thing altogether. He further says, "I have asked on some occasions to some kids in front of their in-laws. They say that they are there with their own desire and pleasure. And even their kids will say the same thing. But when I ask them separately, then both clearly say that we are staying here with great difficulty. And it results in cases when the daughter-in-laws act unjustly to the mother-in-law, or in other cases when the mother-in-law acts unjustly to the daughter-in-law." This boils down to one basic concept, and I want you to realize that these are the words of our Khalifa, and he is saying them for a reason. In the beginning of the dars, I had quoted from Hazur, in which he says, there must be a genuine need. And if there is, then you must stay with your parents. You must take care of your parents. You cannot leave them alone. Today's culture, especially in America, is send them to a retirement home, or send them here, or it's not our problem. That should not exist at all in Islamic culture. We are responsible to take care of our parents, to love them, show them kindness. This is our responsibility. If not one sibling, all of them, if they have to come together, then it's a need. Just as they took care of you one by one, you must take care of them when they are in that same condition. When you are a baby, you could not walk. Well, when they are old, they may not be able to walk. When you are young and you could not speak, maybe when they are old, they will not be able to speak. When you are young and you could not eat, maybe when they are old and they will not be able to eat. All of those scenarios will repeat for each one of us if we are given that fortunate ability to live that long and have our kids with us. In such a case, we must take care of our parents. But a trend has created, a cultural trend, that has created some injustices and difficulties throughout the years. And this is what Hazur is trying to highlight. That when you are young and your parents are still young or healthy enough, at that point you should follow the example of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or the promised Messiah alayhi salam. When their children were married, they were given separate homes, separate places to live. And eventually, like I said, if you need to take care of your parents, you can bring them together, bring them to your home. But if you are able to, you should find a means to live separately. It gives a chance to the boy and the girl, the newlyweds, to interact with each other, to learn from each other, and not be engulfed in the whole home of all the different nephews and nieces, and everybody else is there, and the husband and wife never get a chance to speak to each other. Instead, it should be such that in the beginning, especially the critical first to the third year, it is very critical for the husband and wife to get their own understanding, irrespective of others. But like I have mentioned, Hazur has also highlighted this. Sometimes there is a need. Sometimes there's a reason why the husband cannot move out. And in other places, Hazur also highlights this fact. He says then, if you know that he has to live with his parents, you should not just say, we don't want this rishta, we don't want this marriage. You should not also look only toward his income. Does he have a house? He doesn't own the house, I don't want to go. Hazur said, this is also wrong. You should in fact understand that you are looking at his spirituality, his deen and his character, his moral standard, his ethics. Don't just look at how much he owns. So all of these things, if we understand them, we put them together, we are able to transform how we process things. If you are a parent and you are healthy enough and you have your own means and your children have their means to move out and be independent, allow them to do that. And maybe they will be able to understand when it's time for them to return or for them to take on your care as well. May Allah help us to have long and healthy lives so that all of our families can live together and grow and not have any sort of dispute, and in fact transcend the happiness that they feel in their own homes to other homes, and slowly for our whole entire Jamaat and the entire Jamaat around the nation and around the world to truly feel that love and peace that we so direly need. Ameen. I would request everybody to please join me in silent prayers.